Governor Walker says Illinois' problems with pension debt, layoffs, and public assistance cuts are all choices Wisconsin's been able to avoid because of his collective bargaining reforms. Walker says voters should pay attention to that in the upcoming recall.
If voters in our state want to know the difference between going forward or backwards, they need to only look at the mess that you have in state government here in Springfield to know what it would be like if the recall ultimately prevailed.
The governor was in Springfield, Illinois, Tuesday to speak to the state chamber of commerce about the reforms he's championed in Wisconsin. Walker says he has made tough decisions that, while unpopular, were necessary to overcome massive budget problems.
We thought more about the next generation than we did about the next election. And isn't that what you elect people to do?
Walker was greeted in Springfield by about 2,000 protesters. Terry Reed is with the Illinois Federation of Teachers.
We assemble here today to protect our house and tell the Illinois Chamber of Commerce we reject Walker's style of government that attacks working families. Not in our house.
Walker says the large pro-union presence shows who his real opposition is in the upcoming recall. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.